And I am, you know, I got my co-host over here, Jeff No Chaser. Man, Jeff, tell him what's up, man.
What it do, what it do.
Now, we also got D here, a surprise guest. You know, we didn't even know this man was showing up today, but you know, we decided we was gonna just go ahead and put him on. So, man, D, go ahead, tell him what's up, man.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Now, listen, happy motherfucking holidays, man. Hey, y'all excited for Christmas?
Nope. Nah, I'm just joking. Yeah, I'm more excited to spend a little bit more time with my brothers, my sister, you know, family members, people to answer questions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. And all right, okay. Bet. And
we had that issue last time.
Facts.
Yeah, like you didn't like the microphone.
Can't hear you now. But I'm ready to spend some time with family. I just spent a lot of bread though, bro. For real, for real.
What you mean you spend how much you spend?
Man, my son wanted one of those gaming PCs and the whole fucking screen.
Is it Alienware?
Nigga, I ain't say that much money.
You know, he said the game is something, but
it's the gaming PC and the screen, man.
Okay.
I came out of about 17.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
You got that bread, dog. I ain't even mad at you.
I ain't got bread.
You got more money.
Don't listen to him. Y'all see me on the street, I'm broke as fuck.
You got more money than you got more money than I do, shoot.
Man, please. That's for the little man. He been doing good in school, man. I can't deny the kid if he's doing great in school. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, hey, I feel you on that. If your kid is doing good in school, you should definitely reward them and drop them with some cake.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
D, man, you ready for the holidays?
Man, let me tell y'all about Amazon.
Look, man, so we ain't bashing Amazon.
On the way here, they dropped off one of the gifts in no box. I'm talking about.
Damn, just
bro,
open.
Just like this.
Damn, just say it here.
Just like this.
So she's saying what she's getting?
No, because when somebody knock on the door, Aubrey runs to the back.
Oh, okay.
But they just dropped it off, and I'm like, bro, come on, man.
I mean, but, you know, they do say it comes in the original packaging.
No, they're supposed to put it in the box.
Not all the time, though. And look, they could be shorthanded on people, so...
Shorthanded on people or shorthanded on boxes? Because
hey, maybe it's a little bit of both. That's why you didn't get a box.
Maybe they didn't have that size box.
Facts. Hey, man, you just lucky you got it before Christmas.
True.
Mm-hmm. See?
But if my kid was at the door.
Well, you said she run to the back, so it don't even matter.
And then she young, so she'd be
exactly.
Right. She know ain't no Santa Claus.
I don't know.
It's a lot of people out there that still let their kids think it's Santa Claus.
I told my son way before they even thought it was a Santa Claus. It wasn't no Santa Claus.
Man,
like, I fund this shit. We ain't doing no damn Santa Claus.
You feel
me? Santa Claus was black, and he came from the hood.
I still wouldn't let my kids.
I would tell them like, yeah, it's a black Santa Claus. But since we ain't got a black Santa Claus, fuck that.
I am the black Santa Claus.
Hey, even when man, don't you see it? Don't you think it's kind of pedophilish for a kid to sit on a white man lap in the middle of a mall and shit?
No, because you gotta give them something to believe in.
But if you think about it, you know, you got Santa Claus, which, you know, in relation to religion and everything like that, and you know, he may be a religious person, and if he a pastor, you know what he trying to do when he got them kids on his lap.
I'm not going there with you, man. I'm not going there with you.
Was that a reach?
Was that a reach? You was on Southfield with that one, bro.
Southfield,
yeah.
Man, I'm just saying that's my thought process.
Get banned with that comment.
How am I getting banned?
I don't think Santa Claus.
I mean, it's not nothing religious. I'm fucking around. It's nothing religious, but I mean, you gotta think about it, man. Look, Christmas is I don't celebrate Christmas. You know, Christmas is so commercialized. You know, it's so. I did away with Christmas. I mean, me and my son, I still give him stuff, but I'm not about to sit here and break my back for Christmas and shit. Like,
so in other words, Devin be having shitty ass Christmases.
No, we call it the end of the year extravaganza is what we call it.
I like that.
Yeah, like it's the end of your extravaganza because you know we gonna make the best of it. Whether
so, just take Christmas on out of there.
The end of the year extravaganza because you got to think about it. All the shit that I bought you throughout the year don't mean jack.
Right, you feel me?
Not everything is Christmas.
That's a fact.
This one day means more than your birthday.
Now I got a question for y'all. Now since you say you didn't took basically Christmas away from the kid. And stole damn Grinch.
How am I the Grinch?
So you stole Christmas, man.
I didn't steal Christmas.
What is it called again?
I made a financial executive decision not to celebrate Christmas.
It's December 25th. That's it.
not question.
What's up?
Do y'all believe in Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day?
I believe in Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day.
So how the fuck you gonna take Christmas? You selfish man. Selfish ass man.
Look, listen. The only reason why I deal with Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day, because honestly, I can really just do without them. Unfortunately, you know, there's a populace that will not let you do without it.
They need that bread.
Exactly.
They need that money.
Exactly.
All these Hallmark made holidays.
See? Do you know Sweetest Day is only in the Midwest?
I think Valentine's Day is too.
No, it's not. Valentine's Day is national.
You think so?
It is. Because I had talked to somebody that was out in California, and they was like, we don't know nothing about fucking Sweetest Day.
I think Sweetest Day. I think Sweetest Day is partly just a Detroit shit. Well, Michigan thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Midwest thing. It was capitalized on so they can sell more candy by the candy stores.
I can believe it. They got motherfucking Easter. You know how much candy they sell on Easter, bro? And then when they don't sell all the candy on Easter, they put it on clearance when the bags was from $10, not $2.
You know, I don't celebrate Easter either. So.
I stacked up on Halloween.
Every time you turn around, they talk about some resurrection and shit. Like, resurrect from what?
Do you believe in anything besides payday?
I mean, you already know I ain't religious. You said what?
I said, do you believe in anything besides payday?
Fuck no. I don't believe in shit that's gonna make me have to spend more money.
Man, so you don't believe in life then? Because this shit is making me spend a lot of money. Period.
You can't really say that statement.
What?
That you don't believe in stuff that's having you spend money. Because guess what?
What?
This room.
What about this room?
You spent money. You believe in this, right?
This is an investment. And I believe it's gonna take off.
All right.
I do believe.
It's already spent money.
It's already gone, man. Manifested. It's already gone.
Exactly. You know? Hey, don't try to come in here and talk that shit.
Bro.
This your first live, nigga. I'm sorry, people. Don't let me in his relationship. You know, spill out into the lie.
You feel me?
You know, had to get this boy. I'll tell you the truth. Want to play me? So I know, Jeff, you brought me a topic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the topic is, you know, you have that person in your family that keeps the ties together. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the glue that holds your family together.
Mm-hmm.
And when they die, well, I mean, don't say die. When
when they're unalive.
When,
damn.
When they
sitting here talking like we on the porch.
we might as well be on the porch. Shoot. When they, you know,
meet their maker,
mm-hmm. or they decide that they're no longer gonna, you know, affiliate themselves with the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, who steps up and how do you come back from that? You know, who is that person that's gonna go to step up and take that matter? Now, honestly, if I think about it, I think my grandma was that person.
Mm-hmm.
But then in her older age, she got tired of all the kids running around and the parents not being able to control their kids. Because
mm-hmm.
I've seen that plenty of times.
Right.
Like, control your damn kids.
Mm-hmm.
So when they don't control their kids, then it's like, okay, well, stop bringing your ass and them damn kids over here. But then, you know, my family like to fight. I ain't never seen any. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't never had to fight a family member.
Right. Okay?
I may get close to about fight a family member, but like, man, that's my blood, man. I ain't about to fight you, bro. Right. Like it's not, I don't think what we're arguing over is ever that serious to fight over.
Now, you know, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. I would argue with you, but I wouldn't go as far as putting my hands on you, because my thing is this, my attitude, when we in a fight, I'm trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to get you down, hold you, try to get you to calm down. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hurt you. So by us being family and I'm trying to hurt you, how do I get up after I just did what I did and then see you 2 weeks later? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's how I look at things. I look at it like, if we trying to hurt each other, we don't need to be around each other, period, at all. You definitely can't be around my kids, because if you know you're if I know you're trying to hurt me and them, that's my heart, you know you can hurt them to hurt me. Nah, I can't be around you.
I mean, I feel you. I've came across some stories. Well, now I already know I'm not the glue to hold my family together.
Definitely.
I don't really give a fuck. I'll be real. Like, I'm from the hood, but I stay in the suburbs and I'm out of my own business.
I feel you.
Like, a lot of stuff that happens in a family, I get through secondhand knowledge and I just mind my own. Know what? Goodwill Hunting. But I just don't. I like peace. And motherfuckers that don't bring peace, bro, dead ass. Like, I can't have my. I don't right now, and on either side of my family, my dad's side and my mom's side, I couldn't tell you who would be the person to step up and hold the glue and be the mediator between feud and parties.
I don't think it'd be nobody. I mean, in my family, I think it was my grandmother Braxton on my father's side. And on my mother's side, I think it was my grandfather Daniels. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when they were, you know, around and kicking, everybody come to the house and kick it, you know?
Right.
Everybody had respect and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though if they didn't like each other, they ain't say nothing in front of him. Right. Or they ain't say nothing in front of my grandmother.
Right.
But when them two went on in the head and, you know, went upstairs, it was like all their kids lost their mind. You know what I'm saying? Not to say in a bad way. You know, when once you lose a parent, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Some snaps. But anyway.
Definitely.
But it was more like, I go there next week. I go there next week. And that next week turned into, I'm working too much. And that working too much turned into, man, what am I going to go over there for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to put glue back on something that's already separated.
Yeah, facts.
Because facts. I can call D, I can call you, I can call 4 or 5 other family members and say, hey, meet me such and such. D go have something to do. You might have something to do. The other three might be like, all right, come on. And the other two might be like, oh man, I gotta work, but I'm gonna try to make it. And the only person gonna be sitting there is who? Me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to put glue on something that's already separated.
Well, I'll be honest, you know, if you call me, you know, I'm gonna show up.
I mean, you're gonna be the only one.
You know, I mean, if you call me, I'm gonna look at my palm pilot.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna be honest. Next person tell me they gotta look at their palm pilot to do something with me. I'm gonna have to slap them, bro, because I know they don't make palm pilots no more. You know
they sound dope.
That shit went out of style when Money Mike got knocked the fuck out. or on the floor tomorrow. So wait a minute,
but
you know what I'm saying.
But y'all know, but for real. But you know, if y'all call me, man, I'm definitely trying to show up. You know,
but that's one family member.
I mean, that's one and. The crazy part is that when you talk about family and you talk about that glue that's being that person that holds the family together, and then the family just kind of dissolve. Mm. And then, you know, you had those one or two people that's trying to bring it back together. But then there's always a messy ones that's trying to bring it back. Man, it'd be crazy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm practicing forgiveness. OK, with it.
That's a hard word, bro.
Look, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be honest. Look, I am practicing forgiveness on a whole nother level. And I am a person that hold grudges for years.
Facts.
Like, I didn't, like, I had to forgive somebody over a grudge I didn't help for 20 years. 20 years, bro.
See, I,
like,
hold,
I ain't grudge, even playing.
But I hold grudges over a little, well, it ain't little stupid shit to me, but it's little shit. Like, if you hang up on me, bro, I'm not calling you back. And when you call me back, you'll get 100% attitude. Like, why the fuck you calling me now? Nigga, you ain't want to hear what I said. You ain't want to hear what I was saying when you hung up on me.
I feel that.
So if you practicing forgiveness on a whole nother level,
I'm ready for forgiveness on a whole nother.
There, I salute look, you, bro.
There's more people I got to forgive.
Man,
there's more. So recently, you know, I went to a little family gathering, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was part of my practice. So I had did a little. I had did a show talking about forgiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which that is on Spotify right now. So I did a show that was talking about forgiveness. And the crazy part is that, you know, we got invited to this party for a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the party because I wanted to prove to myself that I had forgave these people for what had occurred when I was like younger.
Okay.
You know, like 20 years ago. I mean, like, to me, the shit was crazy. And I'll give you an example of how crazy it was. Like, I was fucking with my cousin. She had an apartment building, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was still collecting money on that apartment building, but then allowed everybody to get evicted while still collecting the money. Like,
scam 101,
so,
boy.
Like, and I'm the family.
Mm-hmm.
So you let the whole apartment go into bankruptcy and then, like, left everybody out there to the cold air, and then you come talking to me like, I don't understand why you mad at me. Like, it was my first apartment, didn't know no better, and you got down on me. Like it took me for, and no, just for the record, I forgave that person.
You,
I want y'all to think I'm talking shit. Like, I forgave that person.
You better than me.
And when I seen them, I gave them a hug and everything, you know.
Man, please.
I don't think they remember because they was a little drunk, but but I made my amends, though. I made my amends. So I'm good.
You're a good person because I couldn't give me personally, me. This, but I'm, this is just me, then.
Okay.
My insides would not.
Your insides got to match your outsides.
Yes. So my insides would not be cool with that because for the simple reason, one, she played with my where I lay my head.
I get that.
She played with my domain.
I get that. So
if let's say I went out to a club one night, grabbed a chick up, come into the crib, and bro, I can't get in. It's a padlock on my joint. That's messed up.
It wasn't a padlock. The bank came knocking on the door. Yeah, you got 30 days to get out. The sooner you get out, we'll give you like $1,000. Man, bro.
Right.
I walked out that joint with $800 and no apartment back in my mama's basement.
See what I'm saying?
How embarrassing that was.
Yeah, bro. That's disrespectful. And that's your family.
Family, bro.
So you know somebody that you don't know really ain't gonna give a fuck about you. They gonna still be taking money while you still living there the 30 days. The bank will come knocking again tomorrow. Some man, we been gave you you gave that to the building owner. Oh, okay. Well, man, you gotta get out today.
Facts.
So
facts.
I don't understand how family feud for so many years to where, let's say, generation of your uncle's feuding.
Yeah.
Not a grandkids feuding.
Yeah.
Not a great great grandkids feuding.
Definitely.
What are we feuding for? What are we mad about?
For nothing. Somebody says something like, oh yeah, my cousin said you don't like Uncle Jimmy. And now
Uncle Jimmy kids don't like the Uncle David kids. Uncle David kids don't like Uncle Tim kids. Uncle Tim kids don't.
Yeah, and then it's all for nothing.
And then it just perpetuates and go around and around and around and around. And you just don't get out of it.
And you know the crazy part? The white folks ain't like that.
Oh, hell no. They get up. You know why? Because money ties they bonds.
Didn't think about that.
Think about it. The generational wealth. Money ties those bonds. Regardless of the case, guess what? We all tied to a wheel. Mm-hmm. We all tied to a house. Mm-hmm. We all tied to some ownership into a company if they own a company.
Okay.
Or we all tied to some holiday. Oh, y'all got to come through for the holiday. Why I want to? Well, you need to because you in the wheel. And if you don't want to get kicked out of the wheel, you're going to be here.
They show their ass up.
Show their ass up. Every mother, regardless of whether you like it or not, I'm there because I don't want to be out the wheel.
I don't think a lot of white families got a lot of money like we think. And I think they show up for each other because they stick together better than we do, bro. Like, I know a dude that I work with.
No, I had a joke, but I ain't going to say it, though.
You might as well say it now.
I'm not saying it. That's going to be my secret. I'm not saying it.
I got a dude that I work with. Nah, they got a little bit. He got a little bit of bread because he's been working with me, you know, for 20, 30 years damn near.
Right.
So his family get together 3 to 4 times a year, mm-hmm. go out of town. They do picnics. They do all kind of stuff, barbecues, everything. And I asked him, I said, what's the reason y'all do this? He said, we family. We like to get together. We like talking. We like to see each other, make sure each other doing good. He said, we like, if somebody down and somebody know somebody hiring, they give them an application, they go fill it out, and that next vacation or that next year, they doing a lot better. Why we can't do that?
Damn.
If I know you down and I tell you, yo, Ford hiring, man, I don't want to work for Ford, they work too hard. That's something I heard a black man say that. I said, you know how much money they making? Man, money slow. Bro, how much money you got in your pocket right now? Oh man, I'm on the grind right now, man. I'm about to get it.
Exactly.
All right, bro. Then you do your thing, man. I can't help you then. If you don't want to help yourself, I can't help you.
Nope. You can't.
Shit.
You can't. Look, I had seen a job on Facebook, and I couldn't think of nobody that needed a job. And then I did figure out who needed a job. I did send it to them. You know, they was appreciative for it and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, you know, respect out to them for that. But you know, but you're right. There's definitely a lot of people out there that's just like, man, fuck that, bro. Like, I ain't even trying to get no job or nothing like that, bro. Like, and it's like, you out here grinding. Man, grinding gets you one or two places. Dead or in jail.
Facts. And it don't get you a lot of money. For real.
You gonna see some highs and you're gonna see some lows.
You're gonna see a lot of lows though. especially if you're on a bullshit grind.
Look, they live like it's power or some shit like that, right, bro?
You was not on power.
I think it's a lot of mentality though. Your mental, man, when it comes to that. But like, as far as like that glue, you got to think about like how you was talking about your granddad, your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Like families was closer back then. Like now it's like, do I really got to go to grandma's house? Like how many, you know what I'm saying? Like now it's like, you don't need your kids to go to grandma's house to be watched while you go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like the families ain't even close like that. Like when was the last time you heard of some of your friends and family talking about, yeah, we having a family reunion?
Man, I ain't heard no family reunion in probably, I've been married 13 years, probably about 12 years, because we had a family reunion the first year I was married. After that, we ain't had one, bro. Not one.
Since me and Cam been married, I only seen one.
That's crazy.
I think it was on Belle Isle.
That was one of ours. I think that's the first year we was married. Me and my wife was married. Or it might have been the second one.
So that was like 2012, 13.
Okay, second
somewhere
year.
In there.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't believe in sharing our knowledge with each other. Because if I pull up in a nice car and He say, "Oh man, that's a nice car. What you doing?" I get defensive because I don't want him to know what I'm doing. Yeah. Because now he gonna get on my level. I want to be the one standing out. I want to be the shiner. I want to be the shit that's pulling up in everything that can't nobody else get.
That's true.
But me personally, I want everybody to pull up in something different. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Let's all shine.
I can tell you right now, in June, I'm putting up in that motorcycle, baby. I'm living this life with no regrets, man. Y'all think that might get that second motorcycle? Boys, don't catch me. Catch me out on 96. I'm eating every car up I come across.
my wife talking about getting one, bro. I'm close to getting one. My wife talking about getting one.
Man, we go ahead. We can ride together.
She want one.
Y'all getting crash rockets?
I don't know which cruisers.
They probably do cruisers.
She may get a crotch rocket though.
I don't see Jachon on a crotch though.
She may get a crotch, man, those ones
that get the crotch rockets. Yeah. The short people is the same ones that get the damn Jeeps.
That's a fact.
Like, come on, you don't see no tall woman in no Jeep.
Nah. Like, I can see my wife on the crotch rocket. Yeah. I can see most definitely.
Look at that, boy.
You're nasty.
Yeah.
He ain't even gonna ride behind her.
He gonna be right in front of her. He ain't gonna be in the front. He gonna be like, "Won't you lead us?" Like, "Nah, I ain't leaving. I leave when we walk, baby, not when we ride."
You in front all the time, baby. But man, it's easy to turn a person down when you know they struggling and you got the upper hand, talking about, "Well, you can't get on my level, man. Not yet. You a little fella."
Yeah. Or they try to sell you the information and shit.
You know? I can't stand that, bro.
Like they try to sell you the knowledge, man. And that's what that bullshit be at. Like,
why are you selling me something? We family. Right. Why are you selling me something?
Exactly.
I'm trying to reach your level. I'm trying to go where you go. For what though? We family, bro. We family. I don't understand that. So every time I come over, you will charge me to use your bathroom. You might as well do that too. What's the purpose of us being family if you can't share something that you got on, and you see me struggling a little bit, and you don't put me on?
No,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
No, why would I want to put you on?
That's why we need that glue.
I don't think that glue is gonna help them help you achieve.
Well, it would, because it already be put in them through that top person. That top person is go leak, is go just sweat down.
Okay.
Help your family. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If not help your family, continue to talk to your family to build them up.
And all we got is family. Exactly. All we got is family.
You see what I'm saying? So
I mean, and on some Richard, it definitely be put out there like, "Look, all we got is family." So, you know, you can go to an outside source, yeah. But let's be honest, the outside source ain't gonna benefit you none. Ain't gonna benefit you at all.
No, it's not.
It's gonna get you somewhere, but then at the same time, when you grow a family business, like, that's how you create a generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you start to go outside and work for other organizations and not start to build your own, then you start running into that issue where it's like, okay, well, I work for all these other organizations, I didn't retire. My child working for another organization, and they're gonna retire, and then their child gonna work for another organization, and they're gonna retire. And then you looking like, "Well, yeah, I'm leaving money behind." Yeah, that's generational wealth. But if you start a family business, like if you look at Ford, family business, there's at least one Ford still working.
Most definitely.
There's at least one or two Fords working. They either executive board, they're doing something within the building. They're in the marketing department.
They're
somewhere in the building, but there is a family legacy there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to look at, is doing a family legacy. And I think that, and I'm not saying that there isn't a race, or, you know, the black people are not doing it. That's not what I'm saying. It's just not enough of us doing it.
I agree.
Not enough is doing. And the ones that are doing it, yeah, I'm going to advertise it to you. But how I'm going to advertise it to you? I'm going to make sure I'm going to sell it to you. I ain't going to try to get mm-hmm. you for free. And if I do give it to you for free, you got to pay for the products.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't pay for the products, okay, well, just follow my YouTube videos. Just follow my speeches that I've done on TEDx and all that shit, TED Talk and all that shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, that's all well and good. Just like you see all these advertisements talk about some, yeah, how to rob the bank. Okay, well, you tell me how I robbed the bank, but at the same time, you ain't talking about the taxes on the other end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not talking about all everything else that goes behind that. You can't just go. So, yeah, you can go get an EIN number. Yeah, you mm-hmm. can go and you can get your business name and get a phone number and all that stuff like that. But what are you doing? How do you scale your business?
Mm-hmm.
What is your service? What is your product?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You can get an EIN number. Oh, yeah, you can get like $100,000. Okay. Or you can get $50,000. I was listening to this one guy. I can't even remember his name. But, you know, he was talking about, you know, he's like, get your first house. After you get your first house, you know, wait a year or two. When that house build equity, do a refinance and get a second mortgage on there. Take that equity out. And then go ahead and then go buy you another house. And I'm thinking to myself, like, so, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. But what about the pitfalls of bad tenants?
Yeah.
Like, ain't going to say you're going to get a good tenant on the first go around.
Hell no.
What happens when they lose their job?
Hell, what if the market is crazy and you don't get a tenant?
That, exactly.
No, you got some crazy.
Or, you feel me? Or you get or you get into a position where the neighborhood starts to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to get more break-ins, you start to get more robberies, mm-hmm. you know, you get lack of police presence, and in the neighborhood is starting, like, it's other pitfalls there than just saying, yeah, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to get this house, and then I'm about to start making all this money. Like, it's not that simple. So when you see these videos talking about how, yeah, you can rob the bank, they ain't even telling you all the steps.
Right.
Because that EIN number is just like a social security number. It's still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get the same limited ability, the same limited ability
mm-hmm.
as you would if you had went and got it with your own social security number, just fresh on 18.
Yep.
Fresh on 18. Cause what, and I don't know if people even know this, but that EIN number come with a credit score as well.
I was just about to say that.
It come with a credit score as well.
Yeah,
so
dude.
You ain't about to walk out the gate with a high credit score.
No, you're not. No.
you
think just because you got that number, you're thinking you're about to go in there and get you what, 200,000-300,000? Nah, bro. Oh no, this got a social security number with a brother. No,
it's not. It's not that easy.
You a low baller boy. Okay, we're gonna get you 10,000, brother.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go ahead and establish that. And then another secret is that you got to understand that businesses invest in other businesses in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another additional income right there.
Yeah.
So you look at Microsoft. Microsoft got stocks in Google. Google mm-hmm. got stocks in Microsoft.
Yep.
You think they playing this game for nothing?
Hell no, they keep making each other rich, keeping each other built up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So if I was to sit here and start a business, get that EIN number, and then my business started to scale and started to get money, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna invest that money into the market.
Okay.
I'm gonna invest some of it into the market in the company's name.
Okay.
And then that money funnels back into, you know, that adds value to the company.
Right.
Cause you know what happens when your company get value and worth, you can borrow against it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So when you start borrowing against it, then you can start getting the money rolling.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what people don't think about. Even if you took a few hundred dollars and you invested in Coca-Cola,
mm.
okay? And say that portfolio started to get worth about $25,000. You could borrow against that $25,000 because they already know, the bank already knows, if you got $25,000 worth in a portfolio, mm. you can borrow against that to pay them their money back if you default.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it increases, then they definitely know they're going to get their money back because you can liquidate that money.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Come on now. I ain't no financial guru, but come on now.
I mean, like a lot of people don't know that, man. A lot of people is illiterate to business secrets. Not even secrets. Business just one-on-one business, period. Facts. How to market it. Facts. How to market it, your product. You know how some black people market their stuff? Hey, man.
Word of mouth.
I sell hats, bro, here. Okay, that's it, man. That's it. What kind of hats you sell, bro?
No.
Baseball hats, man. Okay, you know, they fit it. Man, why you asking so many questions? Just go online and look. All right, wait a minute, motherfucker. You want me to buy your stuff, man? You selling, man, something to me. I can't ask you questions.
And I went, so I was out on a date one night.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been down to like the Detroit? I think it's called the Detroit Warehouse down in
Detroit Warehouse.
I don't think it's called Detroit Warehouse. It's called something. It's a whole bunch of shipping containers. And they got like food. They got like a whole
lot of
food.
Yeah,
you been down there?
Yeah.
You been down there? Of course you haven't. So of course, shut up. Ass don't go no damn where. Nigga.
Yeah,
you might as well be a stay-at-home dad for all I give a
damn. Nah, I ain't gonna be a stay-at-home dad.
But we was down there and we came across this little company and they do like tie-dye shirts and shit.
Okay.
So the dude was like, hey, you know, I do tie-dye shirts, you know. And I was like, oh, cool. So he was like, hey, if you go to our website, we offer classes for the tie-dye shirts. And I was like, oh, that's dope, right?
Mm.
Went to the website. I couldn't find it.
That's because he wanted you to pay for it, bro.
Like, no, I mean, and I would have paid for, you know, to do a little date or whatever.
Right.
You know, go make a little tie-dye hoodie.
Right.
Or whatever. That would have been dope as a date, but I couldn't find it on the website. So I'm looking on the website. It ain't even there.
Tie-dye, man. Have you seen anybody wear tie-dye lately?
I mean, I'm looking at a person right now wearing, Barbara, look, partial tie-dye.
It's not, bro. Get off my shirt, bro. That's not tie-dye. It's just a little splash of some other color. This motherfucker right here, bro.
I'm coming.
I can't see that now.
I came for war today.
Really?
I came for war. I came for war today, people. I came for war today.
Oh man, this is terrible, bro. Hey, but okay, I got another question for y'all, man.
All right. Oh, well, before you get to that question, hey, can we go ahead and put the phone number up on the screen? Now we got the phone line open. It's working this week. We made sure that we tested it 5 times over. So if that motherfucker don't work tonight, we just gonna have to go by the comments and shit. Okay. I promise you, look, I worked really hard to make sure this phone number works. Go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and put the number up. Make sure you go ahead and give us a call. You know, chime in. We are waiting for y'all phone calls. You know, you can chime in on what we're talking about. You can ask us a question. You know, whatever the case is, man, we here. We here for the shit. We here for the shits.
Always me, here for the shit.
You know, me, D, Jeff, No Chaser. You know, we here for the shit. But Jeff, go ahead with your question, bro.
All right, check this out. So let's say you got a girl. You know what I'm saying? You and your girl, y'all, everything. Right. Y'all about to get married. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's say she got a child. You don't have a child. All right.
How old is the child?
Let's say the child, yeah, say the child 9.
Okay.
So let's say the child, daddy in their life and everything.
Okay.
If the mother comes to you and say, I need your help with my baby for her birthday.
Right.
Because her father don't want to do nothing.
Right.
She say, since this is going to be our baby anyway, I need your help.
What you mean by our baby? We get married?
Yeah, y'all about to get married or whatever. Let's say
how far away is the wedding date?
Let's say a year.
Okay,
let's say a year. Well, man. let's say a year.
Shut the fuck up! I need parameters, nigga.
Let's say a year.
Okay.
Right? So you do all this, bam.
Right. Right.
Little girl, daddy come in with a big old present. Here you go, baby. Boom.
Right.
Thank you. You know, love you.
Uh huh.
And you give your present, and she look at you like, oh, I don't want this. Okay. You be like, well, okay, that's cool. You just trying to play like my daddy. You ain't my daddy.
So, in front of her daddy?
In front of her, in front of the party.
In front of the party. Oh, we at the party. Okay.
Yeah, y'all at
okay.
the party.
Okay.
So you say, all right, you know what? I'm going to just leave that alone. So what do you do at the end of the night? Do you A, pack your shit and get the fuck out? because you know it's going to be a problem, period.
Right.
B, go sit and talk to your girl and see if all three of y'all can sit down and talk. You, her, and the little girl.
Okay.
What you do?
Oh, I said, you know, you just get two. I was waiting for another question.
Hey, I thought it was a C.
No, I was waiting for another question.
Ain't no C. You just got those two options, man. Got them two options.
I just want to make sure, you know, can y'all get a little bit closer to y'all mics? I just want to make sure that we capture, you know, all the audio.
Hey, so hold on. How long the two people been together?
Let's say the little girl 9, let's say y'all been together since she was like 4. We'll say 4. So basically 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, for, you know, let me make sure I get all this information together.
All you gotta do is say I'm out, or
I gotta make sure I get all the information together. Okay, so me and this girl been together for 5 years, right?
Yep.
You know, she everything I wanted to be, and I ain't gave her a ring, right?
Yep.
That was worth $200 just to start.
You definitely getting divorced. You ain't even getting married. Fuck it. You ain't even getting married, bro.
So she got a daughter that's 9. That means that, you know, I met the girl when she was what? When the little girl was like, what, 4?
Yeah, my bad.
Like four. All right. So met her when her daughter was 4. The little girl kind of cussed me out. She's like, you ain't my daddy. You trying to play my daddy. Daddy
she ain't
came
cussed,
in.
Though. All right.
But what a little brat said something smart. So
I already know your answer, bro. So,
man, you don't know my answer. Oh, I'm just going through the details right now.
Go ahead. I
know the answer. Man, shut your ass up. You don't know shit either.
I'm listening.
He's gonna pack his Jeep up.
So
go pull her on and off.
So she go off on me at the party.
Yeah.
In front of her daddy, talking about something. Oh, you just trying to be my daddy or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So A, do I go and talk to her, the little girl, and my girl?
Nah, A, right. You get the fuck on. You
okay,
leave.
A, I get the
B,
fuck on.
B, you talk to your girl and
B,
the little girl.
B, I talk to her and the little That's girl. It. And there ain't no C.
Ain't no C.
All right. So she embarrassed me. So I give her a gift and she embarrassed me in front of everybody.
Yep.
All right. See, this is why I say fuck them kids. So
you,
this is why I say fuck them. So here's my issue with the scenario. I have an issue with the scenario. So I'm in this little girl life for five years.
5 years.
Okay. She and for some odd reason she decided she wanted, you know, go off on me and everything like that. Right?
Yep.
Now, I'm some real shit. I would sit down and have a conversation. I mean, it's 5 years. You know, I'm gonna sit down and have a conversation. Like, did something I did to you? Like, you know, what's the problem? Like, you know, hey, you know, you embarrassed me in front of everybody.
Facts.
You know, now a good question would be is whether her dad is going to be there to back the conversation up. Now, I know he ain't pay for nothing, right, but is he going to agree with her disrespect, or are we all going to be on the same level and say, hey, we're all parenting this little kid,
right,
and we want to make sure that we're all on the same level. So that means the girl my fiance,
yep,
me, that father,
yep,
and say he's dating somebody, you know, whatever the span or length, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That person too. So we all have to be on the same page. When we may not have the same parenting skills in the way we approach parenting,
facts,
but at least we got to be on the same page with the direction, mm-hmm, that we want that little child to go in. Because if me and the fiance saying one thing and then the father is saying something different, then we not on the same page. We need to sit down and have a private conversation ourselves. Now, I'm not going to get up and just walk away, but it is going to be a conversation. Like, look, I need to talk to him. If he can't back up what we're saying, there's a problem there, because now she's getting two different directions.
Facts.
And her direction in life is going to be skewed, because she's going to feel like her father is going to be in more favor of the things that she's saying want to do, mm-hmm, because we in turn are going to turn into the disciplinaries of the situation, and he's going to be the fun part of the situation. And we need to kind of cut us as fathers, when we talk men as fathers, regardless whether another man is in the life of our child or not, we have to understand that, especially if the baby mama, the ex-girlfriend or whatever like that, the child, the mother of the child, is with them, we got to understand that that person is not the enemy.
Facts.
They're not the enemy. The big idea here is that we want to make sure that we have a successful person that is going to contribute to the world.
Right.
And whatever, in whatever capacity that is. Now, there's a lot of people that are not fond of that thought process. Yeah. You know, it's some people out there having threesomes with their baby mama and their new girlfriend.
Yeah, facts.
Or their baby daddy and their boyfriend. You have them out there that, you know, that they best friends and they going out to the club and everything like that. I'm not saying you have to go to that extent. I'm not saying that you got to be buddy-buddy.
No, but everything got to be on the same page.
But everything has to be on the same page. And whichever party stops that from being on the same page
is the problem.
Is the problem.
Right.
Now, I can be honest. It was a situation where I tried to be on the same page with my son's mother and her boyfriend. And she didn't allow me to be on the same page because she thought I was coming from an angry place. And I necessarily wasn't coming from an angry place because the advice that I heard, I felt was incorrect. So I wanted to have a conversation to make sure that we can all be on the same page when it comes to raising our child,
right?
Because we're all in, we all going to gain something by having a successful child in the world. He not out there selling dope. He not out there tricking.
Right.
He not out there beating on women. You know, he not out there causing any kind of malicious content or another. We don't want to contribute to those behaviors, but we want to make sure that we're pushing for the right direction. We may not see eye to eye on everything, but at least we're pushing
right
in the right direction.
Right.
So that's my answer to your question.
A long motherfucking answer.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, for sure. And just to be honest, you know, we do these live streams and everything, but that's the primary nature of the podcast is, you know, us as, you know, fathers, you know, especially Black fathers, and yep, the need for us to be in our kids' lives because it is important that we are in our kids' lives.
Very.
Now, I don't know if I even said this on the other, and D, I'm gonna let you respond. I'm not trying to take the light from you because, I mean, you ain't really been saying shit, but I ain't gonna try to take the light from you. But
he said every point to your question.
But statistically, because I've been doing this for a long time, but statistically, and you know, anybody could correct me if I'm wrong. Statistically, you know, and it's from statistics, it had nothing to do with me, but statistically, you know, women, you know, produce some of the, you know, they when it's a female-led household, the problem comes in is that it's not, they only 85% of a female-led household that are single parents, you know, those kids come out to be some type of criminal, you know, whatever the case is. That's statistically. It's not my opinion. That's a fact. So that means only 15%. That means yo LeBron James and whatever else.
Well, he a hater, bro.
That's not even hating. That's congratulating.
Because he didn't say
no
LeBron James. He said yo LeBron.
Yeah, because y'all niggas like LeBron, motherfucker. Like, y'all like I'm saying something wrong.
Yo Steph Curry.
Steph Curry get, first of all, he had both his parents, so he don't count.
Well, technically, he had one because his daddy was out fucking somebody else. So,
okay. Look, I'm not even about to get into that part. But
just playing, Steph. Don't bullshit. I'm just playing.
But statistically, only 15% of kids from a female-led household actually become successful and actually, you know, actually achieve something. The other 85% do not.
Okay.
That is it, but it drastically cuts when you have a male figure in that life.
I agree.
It drastically cuts. So that's why it's even more essential and important that we all did somebody knee just pop?
Yeah, old man.
That's your knee.
Oh, that was my knee.
Damn. Oh, that shit man. Was loud as hell.
Oh, I thought it was cracking his knuckle.
Damn. Oh, that's time, dog. That boy was like,
damn.
So what you saying?
What'd you say, man? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up all that time, dude.
I mean, you answered the majority of the question, but really, all parties have to be on the same page. Like, the mama, she could tell the kid, like, all right, look, James is going to be my husband. He is not trying to replace your dad, but you have to respect him. And then the daughter can't be going to the dad's house and the dad like, man, that nigga ain't your daddy. You ain't got to listen to that nigga.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
So they all got to be on the same page, because if the daughter is going to the dad's house hearing this information, she going to bring that negative energy back home and feel like she don't have to respect this man.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
You know, pursuing, you know,
his mother.
The mother. Okay. Yeah. So they all have to be on the same page. Like, yeah, we understand that, you know, this guy's not your dad, but he's here.
Right.
Because your dad is not here.
Right.
You know, that didn't work. Like, no, this guy's not your dad. And we know that 100%. But you have to respect him as a man.
Yep.
Facts. Man, fuck that. I'm gone. My mom did a bitch. I'm packing my shit up.
After
I'm
5 years, you gonna dip?
Bro. Dip. Gone, bro.
Bro, you a liar.
What?
You a liar.
You think I'm a liar, bro?
Do I got to take you back?
If I'm listen to what I'm saying. We're gonna listen to the scenario.
We'll listen.
If
to
I'm
scenario.
In a relationship,
right?
Not married, in a relationship.
Not married, in a relationship.
And this happens.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Come
off the first time, though.
First time, because it's not gonna change. It's not gonna change.
How you know it's not gonna change?
When a woman have a child, a woman is more. How can I say this? More prone to go with what she's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if she's more prone to what she's saying, whatever you say,
okay,
it's not really go cash over. I mean, she gonna hear you. She gonna hear you. It's gonna go in.
I don't
know.
Go
sink. You know, I wanna kick it with your baby daddy to make sure we all on the same level. And some baby daddies will sit there and listen to you and then go back home and do the same exact thing they've been fucking doing. Fuck what you talking about. Yeah, I'm a grown man. You're not gonna change my shit.
But okay, but changes don't happen overnight though.
No, it don't. But when that daughter hears her father saying, or she might not even hear it.
You may not hear it.
The thing nowadays is get that baby a voice. Let her say what's on her mind. I know she's 9, but let her say what's on her mind. Say, okay. Well, say what's on your heart.
Okay.
Fuck them kids.
Why?
Because my thing is this. Why are we giving kid...
I got to charge you for that lie.
Why are we giving these kids that's 5... you know what? I even say... to the age of 15.
15.
You can start telling me what's on your heart and mind.
Okay.
Because me personally, I think that's when it start getting tough in kids' life as far as going out to school, going to the mall, catching the, well, they don't catch the bus no more because we take them every damn where.
Facts.
But stuff like that. And I think that's when it started getting peer pressured and all that. So, okay, kick it with me, man. What's going on? Right. But from birth to 14-ish, you have no problems. I take care of everything.
True.
Why are you depressed? Because you don't have a friend. Oh, okay. Well, go talk to some motherfucking body.
True.
Get off the damn game, get from behind the keyboard, and go talk to somebody. Ride your bike up and down the street. I guarantee you somebody else come outside.
Facts.
But no, you want to sit here. I got to play my game. Okay, you playing your damn game, but you still hollering. You ain't got no damn friends.
All right, so I got a question. I got a question for y'all. I think I didn't reach a whole new status. And I know y'all married. Okay, so y'all ain't dated in a while.
Whoa, hold on. Forever. I still date my wife, motherfucker.
Not like that.
Let her put the other hair. Let her put the other hair on.
I'm talking about like
dating the chick on Monday and then having a different date with a chick on Wednesday.
The whole dating scene.
Man, like the whole I don't know scene. About y'all. I date different females. My wife's got wigs, niggas. What up? Fuck y'all talking about.
She be changing her. So, you feel me?
So check this. So I came up with something new. Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody was challenging me about this whole idea that I came up with. So I just want to run it past y'all, you know. Just want to run past y'all real quick. All
right.
Okay. So I'm thinking about putting these women on a tier system.
This nigga.
Why did I know he was going to say something crazy like that, dog?
I said he was going to say he was going to put him on a waiting tier. That's what I thought he was going to say, some shit like this. This nigga said tier. Bros.
I'm about to put these, so I had a Damn. Conversation with a friend, and you know, they was like, well, you gonna open my door? I said, no, that's not in tier one.
So now you gotta write
So
now you gotta write a book, basically. And hand out books to everybody like, yo, this is what level you want.
You gotta come with a date manual now.
Fuck yeah. So look, listen.
This nigga, IKEA dresser.
It's gonna be a checkbox.
Listen.
We went here. Check. This is what I'm thinking.
Okay. So I've dated. And women have always told me, like, well, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do that. You know, unless we marry, well, I'm not gonna do that unless, you know, you doing this or whatever. Well, I'm not doing that unless we exclusive and anything like that. And it's like, okay, well, if I'm coming and I'm showing up and I'm showing out,
right?
Because you want me to. I think men go out there and put themselves on a pedestal for these women to show them that they are valuable and that they are husband material. You know, they put themselves out there,
right?
Women will hold back certain things,
facts,
you know, not to be, and I know it's a double standard. Not to be looked at as a hoe, not to be, you know, giving up too much of the goods or whatever like that, or, you know, I'm not gonna cook for you or nothing like that, or whatever the fuck the reason is why they want to hold back, right? Now, I'm not saying it's all women. I'm just saying it's some women,
right?
Okay, I'm not gonna just, you know, castrate all the women and be like, yeah, all women do that shit. No. I'm just saying that it's some women. It could be a few women. It could be some women. I just know what my experience is. What happened? So I'm thinking, you know what? I need to go ahead and put women on the tier system. So when we go out, I'm letting you know, hey, tier one, yeah, I'll open your door at tier one. Can I come to your house? Hell no.
What's that, tier three?
That's like tier three, tier four. You know, tier one, yeah, we going Dutch. I want to see if you like me for me, not for the money that I'm spending.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be done with dating from that point.
Well, that's fucking fine with me. I don't give a damn. Putting these women on tier systems.
So are you actually you're actually telling them that they're
tier one is A1. Tier one is the thing, right? Is it going backwards?
I see right now I'm looking at like four tiers. So as we get to know each other, okay, you know, we progress up the tiers.
So if you date tier one to tier five.
Now, I know it's like four, but if we look at tier one to tier five, that'd be like we dating. Tier six to ten is like we exclusive.
Wow,
that's a lot of tiers to get to exclusiveness. So you go on your first date,
right?
That's tier and a half.
So look, the first date, you go out to dinner. You pick her up.
Who said I was picking her up?
So is that tier 0.5?
No.
Tier one, you don't get shit.
Hold on. Let me talk to the engineer real quick. Engineer, can you please put the phone number up for me real smooth? Put the phone number
up. So what's in tier one? Is that y'all meeting at the restaurant? So,
yeah, we meeting at the restaurant. You paying for your food. So you order whatever the fuck you want. You paying for your food and drinks. I ain't paying for shit.
Oh, that's tier one.
That's tier one.
Tier one is solo dolo.
So tier one is
I'm getting to know you before I spend on you.
Yeah,
and it better not be around Valentine's Day because you ain't getting shit either.
Hey,
and I hope your birthday.
Y'all chime in. We need somebody to chime in on these tears.
And I hope your birthday ain't coming up.
Now I'm gonna ask you this. Well, it's not a question. It's more like that's basically. I understand the crazy part about it is.
You get where you're coming from.
I understand.
But to hear it in that manner, like,
tears. No, not even that, bro. I understand everything he's saying, bro. It's just, it's crazy how a man can say it out loud and be everybody, well, us be like, this motherfucker crazy. But a woman do it all the time.
All the time.
Basically. Yeah. All the time. How they be talking about the 90-day rule. Yeah, that's why we're here.
Because when we take them out, who pay for it?
We do.
We damn near pay for it. Now, don't get me wrong. Females can pay for their own shit, some of them. But at the same time, when we go out, if I ask you out, I'm paying for it.
And that's what the women expect, though. They be like, well, he asked me out.
Exactly.
So I got
to
pay.
And look, and this happened today. I was hanging out with a friend. We went to go get pizza.
That's what
it came from. No. I actually already put it in my head before this happened. But this kind of just fueled the reason why I should even more happen. It's happening more. So if I go back to dating, nigga, it's tier systems on these hoes. So I went in and I put the order for the pizza in. And they was like, well, did you give me a $5 lunchbox too? And I was like, no, because you went next. Well, I thought because we was hanging together. I was like, no, you assume because we was hanging together.
Right.
I was going to get it for you. But we not dating. So the consideration wasn't even there.
Not question. Did you sleep with this young lady yet?
No.
I agree with you. Shit, because my thing is this, bro. I understand where he's coming from, bro. Because look,
he didn't even look over and say, "You hungry?"
For what?
If she would have asked me, I'd be like, "Fuck yeah, I'll buy you something." And she even said, "She like it could be because I'm spoiled. Because even though I go out with other people, even if they're friends, they always pay for my food." And I think that's the precedence that men always fall into is that we are going to provide, protect, and financial stability. So we're going to always come forward and pay that money for another female.
Well, see, I don't have a problem with doing that for the chick I'm dating.
I mean, that's your wife.
I'm just saying, you know,
But the way the dating society is, you know, with the little dating list that went out. Oh, yeah, you got to spend $500 on me for dinner and shit. Bitch, pay for your own food.
My thing about that, I don't even care about that. Fuck what that talking about. But if you meet a chick and y'all go out and do whatever, and at the end of the night, she ain't talking about, you know, come over to the crib, you know. We can cuddle up, you know.
See, but that's the thing, though. Not to cut you, but that's the thing. Like, when that list came out, people think like, oh, dang. Yeah, just because he spent $500, he automatically assumed that we about to go to the crib and boom, chicka, wah, wah.
Why not? I just spent $500. Bro, you
they don't just think that you should ask for none after you spent $500.
I'm not asking for none. I just paid for it.
Do you know what kind of prostitute I can give a $500?
I just paid for it.
You know how many $40 is in $500?
Listen. Do you know the type of escort or prostitute you can give a $500?
But on some real shit, every date we go on, we're not asking for y'all to drop y'all panties and, you know, get down.
Hell no.
But if we spending $500, you know what I'm saying? Roof crisp.
The fucking 24 karat fucking steak and shit like that.
Hey, man, look,
I ain't gonna lie, that look kind of good.
I'm not eating
no fucking gold, bro.
If I spend that much money, you going home with me for the week. Fuck that.
He said that shit for the week. I got leftovers, bro. You about to be my sex slave, bro. Not even that, bro. Pineapples, bro. It's
levels to dating that I think that I went by. It's levels to date when I was out there. If I take you out on the first date, I'm not taking you nowhere where I'm about to spend $500. I'm just not.
Facts.
If that's what you want, you got the wrong guy. We can shoot to anywhere else, you know. I spend about $200 on a good date, first date.
Okay, $200 is not bad. That's not bad. I think that's doable.
Yeah. So you talking? You want to go to let's say Andiamo's? Well, shit. I hope we going Dutch because that's even though El Diablo's not that expensive.
It's not, but still, though.
But the whole man, I couldn't do it, bro. Not the first date. Couldn't do it. Ooh, me and my wife first date was the casino. And we was at the little punk ass food court. We was in a food court.
Oh, it took you a long time to find that.
Yeah, facts. We was in the food court, shit. So, and I married her. We've been married. I'm gonna tell you something like this. God forbid anything happened, bro. I would never get married again.
Keep saying that.
See, but the thing is,
you keep saying that.
It's the truth.
No, never. It's not.
The thing is,
I don't believe that shit.
I think, like, what you getting at?
Go to church.
I think what you're getting at is the women, they got to appreciate the cheaper dates.
They got to appreciate something, period. They got
to appreciate something, period. Because, yeah, like, if you think that I'm about to sit up here and take you on a $500 date every time,
that's a car.
That ain't happening.
And just talking about that, because what you just said made sense. Take you on a $500 date every time. Some women believe that, and they love to bring that up. Well, how. If why start something that you can't keep up?
That's a fact.
So how about I just don't start?
I'm gonna start at Starbucks. I can keep that up all day. My thing is if you want me to start at $500, that means I gotta work a lot.
But let me ask you this. Why is it that men are always hit with consistency, but women aren't?
Ooh, I think they are. They just don't give a fuck. Like, for real. I think
because my thing is if we fucking 4-5 times out the week, then all of a sudden we stop fucking four or five times out the week. Who fault is that? It ain't mine because I'm pursuing it.
ready?
Come on, Hadden Ready.
I can't say it's not a fault because it is a fault because we started and now we're not doing the same thing. So I think it's just she go say I'm working on my career, and they always say that because you can't interfere with the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The money that makes the world go round.
You know, and you know what? That brings up another question. Mm. So. When a man say, you know what, I don't want to really be in a relationship. I just want to kind of be to myself, you know, and just kind of do me. Then they probably look like, you know what, that motherfucker probably gay.
What, you don't like pussy?
But then when a woman do it, it's like, oh, well, she's empowering, you know, she's been hurt a lot. And it's like, and again, you know I talk a lot about double standards, but that's kind of what was occurring. It's like, bro, like, come on now. Like, it can't be one on this side and then something different on this side. Like, if I'm like, well, you know, I just want to be by myself. I just kind of want to just focus on growing my business and looking at different avenues and just kind of reflecting on a lot of the things that I went through and kind of just healing from that.
Right.
And having a healing process. It's like, nobody wants the man to go through healing process. We ought to just be like, you know what? Get the fuck over it and get back out on the streets and stuff like that. Just like we was having a conversation at work and a young lady was telling me, she was like, yeah, you know, and the Bible says, you know, a man finds a good woman. And you know what? I had no problem with that. But you know how many bad women you got to go through to find a good one?
A lot.
A lot.
For real.
I feel like I'm 10 thorns away from the right one. So. But you know, and I was explaining to him, I'm like, you know, the way dating is now, like, I couldn't tell you where you're going to find the right one at, because
all of them believe in the same thing right now, bro, getting money. If you got money,
and then some of them just don't want to be bothered with at all, bro.
Yeah, like they've been hurt.
They don't want to be bothered with at all. They like, yeah, they're comfortable with hanging with their girlfriends.
Yep.
And sitting at home.
Yep.
That's it.
It's always gonna be a double standard though, bro. always. It's always gonna be that because we are built to bring way more to the table than they are. They are tuned, or they are prone to bring their body. Hey, I'm good looking. I got a body. Now, some of them, they bring money and everything too, but they whole thing is, I'm bringing me to the table. If you give me a house, I'm gonna turn it into a home. That's their whole thing.
All they gonna do is decorate.
Well, shit.
with my money.
They still making it a home, bro. They still making it a home, though.
It's just life.
So,
because like we talked about before, back in the day,
right?
What happened? The man went to work, right? He provided for the house.
Yeah.
Right. We talking about 50, 60, 70 years ago. The man brought in the bacon.
Facts.
The woman took care of the house.
Facts.
But the level that the women trying to have it now is different.
My thing is, you can't do that this days and age. This era, you can't do that.
No.
There's no way you can sit at home and do nothing while the man go off work and still think y'all gonna be fine. There's no way. Because for the simple fact, everything is way higher than it was back then. Way higher. So if the woman wanna sit home, go ahead, let her sit home. Let her do her thing. If that's what you like, cool.
I hope she sit at home and be on Fee Finder.
Something. Bring a couple dollars in somewhere. But my thing is, everybody don't believe in the same thing, bro. Some females believe in, I can make that money, or I can do this. I can do the same thing you can do. Okay, right. I understand that. So I don't need you. Well, damn.
Yeah. And we're definitely more so in that era of, I don't need a man. I can do it myself.
Yeah.
I don't need a man. I can do it myself. I don't need a man. I can do it myself. Oh, I make just as much as a man does.
We always gonna need women. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It is what it is. We always gonna need women. We might say it. I don't need that woman. I don't need. Yeah, you do. Cause in about 10 days, you're gonna be looking around like, shit, where this girl at, man? We always need a beautiful person around us. We always need somebody to compliment. Period.
True.
You know, but you got the ones out there that be like, shit, I'll come over for about 300.
And then it's those levels of companionship.
Facts.
You know, you do want, and that's kind of where, you know, I kind of suffer at, is because I want that companionship. So it's always kind of like,
why you want it so bad?
So why do I want it so bad?
Yeah, why?
Because I don't want to have to buy a mechanical dial. I ain't got no damn sense.
No, you don't. Because
you want a dog.
I don't need a dog. We're gonna walk that little motherfucker.
Because my thing is this, I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. I'm gonna say it's hard to find a good woman out there.
It is.
Because for the simple fact, they all sit behind this thing right here. Yep. They ain't going out no more. If they do go out, they're going out with tons of females, like 5 to 6 females.
You know, I want to ask the people something. Can I ask the people something? Y'all don't mind if I ask the people something. I'm gonna ask the people something. I'm gonna look at y'all directly. Let me go ahead and ask y'all motherfuckers this.
Dang.
Did I get too close?
Why they just can't be regular people?
He didn't mean motherfuckers. You just gotta know how he talk. He mean y'all good people. You know what I'm saying? It's no. Okay. Go ahead, bro.
Listen, look. I'm gonna ask y'all this. Like, what do y'all think? You know, from a dating perspective, because you know, dating is fucked up. What do y'all think is the best way or best place to meet a person? Is it online? Is it at church? Is it at the grocery store? Is it like, where would you say would be the best place to meet somebody? You know, if you was looking for the right one.
If it's at church, you hit for real. Just saying.
I don't think I'll find the right one at church.
You might, bro.
I don't think I will.
You might.
I don't think I will.
I mean, you gotta go to find them, but but you know what?
You're right. I gotta be in the building.
I can't say nothing because I ain't been in church.
You know what? I went to church with my dad.
When you were 7?
Shut your ass up.
But that was on Easter. I bet you he had on a suit.
No, I went. So I went to church with my dad for his birthday. He wanted it for his little birthday present, whatever. I had to spend no money, so all I had to do was show up. So I showed up or whatnot, and I ain't gonna lie to you, like. It was no cute women in there whatsoever.
Wait, what church?
Huh?
The temple?
We went at temple.
Yeah, no, you went.
No, there's some cute women at temple, but I realized a lot of them are cousins, so I
he said, I can't go to that church.
I'm not going to that church.
Look, Jeff, I kid you not. When I first got to temple, bro, when I was older, I was like, dang, man. I remember sitting with Brian, like, hey, Brian, man, who's that right there? That's your cousin.
That's your cousin.
Who that right there?
That's your cousin. That's your third cousin.
I'm like, damn, we got all these fine Daniels in here. Who are the rest of these motherfuckers in here? Who are the rest of these motherfuckers?
Like, everybody in here related that I like. Ain't that some shit?
Like, I'm like, I gotta stop coming here, man. This ain't the place for me.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't no cute girls in there, man. I was like, maybe I came on the wrong weekend. But then it wasn't.
You ain't supposed to go to church looking for no damn woman.
Then what am I supposed to be here for?
Soul searching, my brother. Soul searching.
I was soul searching.
That was not
the first. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I was so sad. I was in there on the cell with her.
Boy, something wrong with you.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. He don't mean it.
I do mean it.
He know not how what many, he spilled.
Look, y'all recommend some churches I could go to in the Detroit area where it's going to be some banging women at. And if y'all say Triumph, they y'all want the pastor. But anyways, hey, I've heard the stories, man. If they sit in the front row, they want the pastor.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to hell, but all right.
Why am I going to hell?
It's cool,
man. It's in the Bible that a man seeketh a good woman. So I'm going to seek at the good woman at the Lord's house.
I'm not laughing with your ass, bro. You're not taking me to hell tonight with you. No. Mm-mm.
We ain't even going to hell tonight.
Okay.
We still got plenty of time to redeem ourselves. If you just go Catholic and repent, say 500 Bloody Marys, you'll be good.
Say 500 Bloody Marys or drink 500 Bloody Marys. Which one?
You know what Catholics go in that confessional booth? Yeah. Like, Father, I have sinned. Say 500 Bloody Marys and you'll be ordained. Be good. Man.
Last time I saw that, I was watching Chucky and the guy in the booth died.
I think that's where he got it from, bro. Like, for real. Huh? And then he said Bloody Marys, bro. Bloody Marys is a drink.
Bloody Mary, Hail Mary, whatever the fuck they say. Shit.
Oh, man.
Say 500, Mary had a little lamb, so you'll be all right. The blood from the lamb. Golly.
Sound like that motherfucker ordering food.
I'm saying,
lamb, Bloody Mary. That's
hey, like, wait, what was the question?
Man. Where's a church? Okay,
where's a good place for you to find a
good woman? And I'm gonna show up. Like, don't no bullshit. Like, I'll show up. And if I don't see a good one there, I'm telling you, I'm blasting y'all asses on the next live. I'm pointing your ass out, blasting. For real.
Oh, I don't know, bro. I can't tell you.
I mean,
I'm married.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, for real.
So you saying you can't find a good one at the club?
You got to go to the club.
I mean, you got to go to the club and find them, and then they dancing on their friends.
That's a fact. But you still got to go. I mean, you probably can pull one.
I tried to pull a chick at this little restaurant one time. She looked at me like I was crazy. You know what she said?
What she
like, oh, well, I'm married. I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't see that ring the first time. I don't think she had a ring on.
She probably didn't tell you that to get the fuck away from you.
She probably did, but I was looking fly that day too. And I had my hair cut. I was looking pretty sexy. I couldn't believe the bitch didn't turn me. I can't believe the woman turned me down. I ain't mean to say bitch. I'm sorry. She's not a bitch. I can't believe she.
Oh,
I can't
man. Believe,
it just slipped out. I'm sorry.
Savage, bro.
It just slipped out. I apologize, people. You know.
But you know what? is the club the right place to meet a female for real? For real?
Nah, no. Well, I mean, in a skimpy dress, you're probably good for the one night, but you know.
No, I'm talking about like a woman, like a yo.
I don't know. You know, I met this one. Look, let me tell you the story, right?
This nigga always be female. Now, females,
this is a story
bro.
All about how.
Oh, for real, bro.
So me and my son, my homeboys was at Nikki's downtown, right?
Okay.
So you're not gonna meet the one at Nikki's.
Man, shut your ass up and listen to the story.
All right, my bad. I'm just saying it's one way in and it's those steep steps going out.
Facts.
Motherfucker, bro.
Facts.
So I met this girl down there, right? You know, she and her friends were down there to celebrate her birthday. This is like the first time I ever bought like a group of girls like around the drinks and shit like that, right?
Okay.
I never do it because I feel like it's just be some bullshit. So I just never do it. Like, why would I buy you and your friends drinks? What the fuck I look like? So I just never did it.
But you did it this night.
But I did it this night. I don't know what I was on. Maybe I had got a bonus. Maybe it was an extra check or something like that. I just had money to spend for some odd reason.
Okay.
I feel real generous. Man, do you know? You know. Like I was talking to her, everything, like, man, she was a go. And she was cute, too. She was a go. Do you know, I'm about to walk out with her and her friends. We still talking and everything, right? My homeboy pulled me back and was like, hey, I'm going to need you to, like one of our homeboys was drunk at the bar. He was passed out at the bar,
mm-hmm.
drunk.
Okay.
So he was like, hey, man, oh, boy, he stopped me. Like, hey, oh, boy, he drunk. He had the bar. I'm like, okay, what that got to do with me? I got some business this way.
Bros before hoes, Jay.
Being a loyal homie.
Bros before hoes, bro.
Man, I went, checked on my home. Man, come on, bro. Man, we got to go, dog.
She left, didn't she?
And when I ran outside, bro, I couldn't even find her.
First of all, time out. First of all.
Sick.
If I'm with my homeboys, I'm telling y'all motherfuckers, you better not drink. To the point that you cannot walk to the car. I am not your crutch to carry you.
Bro.
We out to have a good time and find some women.
Maybe he ain't know his limit.
Bro, how you grow? How you not know your limit, bro?
Facts.
That mug probably, it was probably a week that snuck up on him.
Nah, bro.
I'm going to tell you two things about drinking. It can sneak up on you, but while you drinking that one, it hit you like, hey, I'm coming. Yeah. Like, oh. Let me sit this boy down for a minute then. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you continue to drink. But if you drink it and throwing them back, bro, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know what's going to happen.
Facts.
So that's if you grown, stop drinking like that. You can't drink
like that, bro.
That's what
it is. You're lightweight, stop drinking like that.
Facts.
But it's you know what? There's a lot of women that I had passed on. Not even passed on, but you know,
your homies.
Nah, not trained like that. Not a train.
I thought you meant like
so another story. So I got a big story.
How do you asking people how to where you go to meet females? You got all these stories about meet females.
I live a very lavish life. I never said I had a problem meeting females. That's not the problem.
I mean the good one.
Getting the good one. Yeah. And keeping them, that's a different story. Meeting them is one thing. Keeping them is another. So,
yeah.
I was out at Allen Park at DSW getting some shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seen this girl in line. Bro, bad in line, bro. Man. So I went and I had bought my shoes or whatever. So I'm lingering around, you know. I'm just like, you know, you know the little awkward linger, like, man, I'm not gonna do it. Like trying to find an opening, right?
Right.
So she go ahead, she finished or she so she finished buying her stuff or whatever. So I catch her on the way out, like, yeah, you know, see her. So I talk her up, get her number, and guess what the fuck happened?
You lost her number.
I lost her fucking number in my phone. Thought I called the damn number. Thought I saved the damn number. And she was so bad, bro.
So that's your fault.
That is my fault.
That could have been
the
one.
You know, but you know what I'm going to do?
That could have been the one.
You know what I'm going to do? Next time I see somebody that I want to talk to, if there's a restaurant nearby, I'm like, hey, if you're not busy, do you want to go to the restaurant real quick and get something to eat? I promise you she can say yeah.
Hey, bro, go back to old school.
And then you're going to expect her to pay for her food, right?
Fuck yeah. No, I don't know you like that. You at tier zero. Hey, you at Toys R Us?
You got to go back to old school, bro. Pen and paper. Yo, give me your number. Old school, bro. Pen and paper.
He gonna wash that in his jeans.
Right. Damn. Like, man, I had her number in a pen and paper, bro.
Man, you know, I see the girl last night, man. And I was like, damn, I should go talk to her. But then I realized I was working on myself. And I wanted to heal.
Heal what?
You know, from my year's trauma.
Oh, my shit. Man. You could be healing for a long time.
I know. Man. You know what? My 30s ain't been as good to me, so I'm hoping my 40s is going to be better. I'm going to end out these next 2 years, like, single.
I don't believe that. I'm about to get on.
Unless somebody tell me a good place to find a good woman, I'm about to get on a website and purely look for sex. Purely.
You ain't gonna be the only one on there, then.
That's good. That's fine.
So they definitely gonna charge you. They definitely gonna charge you. Shit.
Hey, look, I'll just get her hot and ready. Shit. So she can get hot and ready.
Yep, it's gonna take about.
Why are you looking at me like that? Why is this motherfucker looking at me like that?
Instead of the 40 ball, it's going to be the 400 ball. And she's going to need gas, so it's going to be 429.
Look, man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to go down. So, look, before we get out of here, okay, you know, before we get out of here, hey, I want to thank our special guest, D, from coming. You know, we're going to be doing these lives, like, every Friday. Kind of the month. So our next live is going to be in January, and we're going to do that one so we're going to kick off in February the Black Father Inclusivity series. Yeah. That's going to be a great series for everybody to follow. Tell other Black fathers about it, or if they're just a father in general and they just want to just, you know, be in the know of how other fathers are operating in relationships, how they're having relationships with their kids and building relationships with their kids and stuff that they're doing with and for their kids.
Yeah.
Definitely tune in to that Black Father Inclusivity series. You can find it on YouTube in February. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. It's going to start in February. It's going to start the first Monday in February. So go ahead and definitely check that out. It's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going down. We also have the No Regret series that is going to happen in January. So we are talking about 2024, living with no regrets. So if y'all go ahead and send me over those locations where these bad women are at and they great women.
Regret it already.
Make sure you go ahead and you send that over my way. Make sure you go ahead and let me know what it is. So remember, I got a few things for y'all. So y'all gonna have to rewind it back to get the questions, but really right now I'm just kind of talking about what's coming up. So we got the No Regret series that's starting in January. We have the Black Father Inclusivity series happening in February. We're gonna have a live Black Father Inclusivity conversation the second Friday in January. So make sure y'all tune in to that one. It's gonna be phenomenal. It's gonna be great. Thank you to the special guest that we have right here, D, for coming through, you know, dropping his knowledge. He ain't really say shit. He probably got like 10 minutes of audio on, you know, for the whole damn hour and a half that we've been here.
So what? That's because you wouldn't stop talking.
Motherfucker came not to talk, you know.
You did.
That's how you be at the office, just quiet in the motherfucker, like, motherfucker quiet as a church mouse.
As long as I get paid.
This motherfucker sitting over here praying and shit while we have an in-depth conversation. But this is live with M&G and Jeff, no motherfucking chaser.